Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
One swing in the bottom of the eighth, tie ball game. And for a guy who hit about a buck 80 this regular season, he needed it. Braves fans didn't like it, and I don't blame them. But right after that, Mookie Betts with a huge RBI double to the gap in right center field, and that was 6-5, and that's the way it ended. 2-1 series now, and going back to L.A. tonight for game number four. Our next guest, as you know him, is longtime Atlanta Braves pitching coach, Atlanta Braves Hall of Famer, great friend of the show, Rockin' Leo Mazzoni, is back with us on the Technicom hotline to break it down and react. Leo, I appreciate you once again, my man. How you doing this week?
Oh, I'm doing fine. I'm really enjoying the baseball games, and I'm really thinking how many times Bobby Cox would have been thrown out of that game last night. Then I watched the Boston-Houston game, how many times he'd have been thrown out of that game last night, because the strike zones are absolutely brutal.
Oh, well, I mean, look.
Absolutely brutal.
Awful. I mean, Nathan Eovaldi should have been out of that inning with the score 2-2, and instead, after a blown, what should have been strike three call, it's 9-2 a few minutes later, so I'm right there with you. But we got to start with what happened last night. Braves fans, I know your era of the Atlanta Braves is looked at as the greatest of all time, but the last 20 years have been a little bit trying, you know, just in terms of bringing home championships and, you know, exits from the playoffs and things like that. A lot of folks, I noticed their moods turned sharply last night after the Dodgers came back to win that thing, but as far as the way that game went and your feeling throughout it, how did you feel that the game was managed and what the Braves did both to jump out to a lead and, you know, to ultimately give that lead away?
Well, number one, the umpire, when do you ever see Charlie Morton walk six guys? When did you ever see Buehler walk three or four guys? And both of them kind of just throwing pitches and then looking in and you want to speed up the game, call more damn strikes for crying out loud. So the bottom line is, both guys had to exit early. Number two, I think the Braves are going to win the series because Dave Roberts is handling his pitching staff like absolutely ridiculous. He's got a 20-game winner coming in relief a couple times. He's going to start him tonight. I mean, and Dodgers pitching staff, the starting rotation is in disarray. And he's coming out right now. He came out smelling like a rose last night. But anyway. The way this thing's going, who knows what's going to happen. But I think the Braves are going to win it. I don't think the Dodgers are going to win it. I think that, sure. And here's the other thing, Kyle. You know, Bellinger's at the plate. He can tie it with a three-run homer, right?
Yep.
Why do you want to go up in the zone?
Well, you know what?
It's
funny you mentioned that, because I've had about three or four people text in to talk about the pitch selection and what Luke Jackson did. You know, and someone was actually making the case that, you know, it wasn't a bad move, that he'd been behind on those fastballs. I said, yeah, but before he threw that pitch, I called it out. I said, he's behind on it, and watch him. He's going to try to bust him up and in with a fastball, get him to chase again. And I guessed it right, so clearly Cody Bellinger guessed it right. I get it, right? You want to beat a guy with your best stuff, but I didn't understand that pitch selection myself because I could call it from my couch.
You know what? We had a rule on our pitching staff. After the sixth inning, tied or ahead, you do not get beat on an inside mistake or a high mistake, tied or ahead after the sixth.
How proud were you of Charlie Morton yesterday? Because when I got off the air, he had just escaped that first inning with only that two-run shot from Seager and got out of a bases-loaded jam. I thought he'd come back out for the second, but I honestly wasn't sure. And then he battles through and gives him five innings yesterday. I thought about you because I knew you'd be damn proud of what Charlie Morton did. That was a gutty performance.
Absolutely it was. And if you see the strike zone, you know, both starters could have gone longer with a consistent strike zone. I actually texted Bobby Cox about the strike zone. Anyway, here's things that puzzle me too, though. Here's where the analytics stick their nose in sometimes, which is absolutely ridiculous. Against Turner, he threw all fastballs. He also, the previous hitter, were all breaking balls. In other words, he had at bats where he went 2-2, 3-2. I mean, not Turner, but he had Charlie Morton did. And there was never a change of pitch selection. In other words, they were all breaking balls to one hitter, all fastballs to another hitter. And he ended up walking both of those guys. The bottom line is, though, there was a couple of those pitches that were strikes. But I'm sitting there going, trying to get on this pitch selection. I'm going, my God, they're just following this analytic thing to the T, you know. And you can't do that. You know, it's a smart thing for a pitcher to do this. When they get all these reports, whether it's the Dodger pitchers, Braves pitchers, Red Sox or Houston, you get all these reports. And you know what you do? You go down to the bullpen, warm up, find out what you got, and pitch accordingly. And then also make sure that you have a certain base to work off of, like just what I said. Why do we have to go up in the zone where there could be a lot of damage and the only thing that can hurt you is a home run in that situation with Bellinger? And I'll be darned if he doesn't get one, and trying to go up and in. And I'm going, no, keep the ball down. Keep the ball down. If he's going to beat you, make him beat you opposite field.
Leo, I'm going to tee one up for you here because this is right up your alley, and it's something that I noticed late in the game, maybe even directly after, from Buster Olney of ESPN. Buster tweeted last night, quote, there's a desperate need for the MLB, the Players Association, to talk about all the pitching changes and restoring the preeminence of the starting pitchers. It'd be a better for the product, and it'd be better for the union, given the importance of starters in setting market prices, end quote. Now, he's talking about salaries and, you know, market prices, but still, you know, better for the product and having this conversation. How desperately do they need to have that conversation? Because, I mean, we've gotten so far away from the product that you and I came up on, but that many pitching changes in a game, that's exactly what we complain about in terms of these games taking forever.
No question. And I agree with him 100%. I mean, you know, getting back to establishing your starting rotation and then working off of it. But the other thing is, you know, I heard Greeny on this morning on a sports show. And he said, oh, baseball's in trouble because these games are going too long. They're not in any trouble. Just get back to what Buster said. Quit making so many pitching changes and call more strikes.
Yeah, that would certainly be helpful. Leo Mazzoni, longtime Atlanta Braves pitching coach, Braves Hall of Famer. He's with us on the Technicom hotline. How would you handle game four tonight from a pitching standpoint? Because they could go with Minter, Inoa, Drew Smiley. How would you go about handling this game tonight?
I would say next starting pitcher up is going to start, you know?
Yeah.
In other words, if not a relief pitcher starting the game, you know, they've got other starters they can use, and you can even use Freed if you want to. I mean, you know, so you'd have to have a discussion with them and all those sorts of things. But one of the guys that a pitcher that's been starting for you all year should start all year or you know, maybe the fifth starter that they've had or the skipping the fourth. Whoever was starting during the season, start the game with that, you know. In other words, don't start the game with a reliever.
Yeah, well, I know you hate that. How do you feel about, you know, a playoff game yesterday, you know, 2 o'clock local time in L.A., 5 o'clock here? I was grateful not to stay up all night, but, I mean, a playoff game in the NLCS of that magnitude on a 2 o'clock at 2 o'clock in L.A. on a weekday, that's one of those things that drives me crazy about Major League Baseball. And I don't want to talk out of both sides of my mouth because I do complain about having to stay up all night, but, I mean, we didn't see that crowd fill in yesterday at Chavez Ravine until about the fifth inning.
Well, they wait a little bit longer because the Chavez Ravine has a history of nobody getting there till the third inning and nobody sitting there until after the seventh.
Yeah.
That's been going on ever since that franchise has been there. But I'm going to tell you what, that crowd, when they were all there, they didn't really care whether it was a 2 o'clock game in the afternoon or prime time or whatever. They were into it. And it was a great atmosphere. And, you know, and I don't see. The only thing I didn't like, we had to do a lot of those four game, 4 p.m. starts, 2 p.m. starts. And of course, what happened was is that it's a little harder to see because shadows come into play. So the hitters complained about it, but the pitchers didn't, you know, naturally. So, you know, I don't think that a factor or anything like that. Dodger crowds have been like that for years. But also, that's as loud and as crazy as I've seen Dodger fans in a long time. So I think you got both fan bases really into it. I mean, the Atlanta fan base is outstanding. The Dodger fan base was outstanding. And I think it makes for a great series. And I look forward to go six or seven.
Well, look, I'm with you. And last thing on this is that I agree with you. I think tonight's pivotal. And I want to know how important you think. I mean, they're all important, but this one in particular, because as you said, you know, the Braves are going with a bullpen game, which the Dodgers lineup could absolutely take advantage of. But Dave Roberts, I mean, it's almost like he makes a hobby out of mismanaging the pitching situation in the bullpen. You know, going with Urias on Sunday night was baffling to me. Max Scherzer looks like he's got a dead arm at times. I mean, he's great, but that's why I think Braves fans, despite being really frustrated after last night, shouldn't at all be giving up on this series, because unless the LA Dodgers win this game tonight, I still think the Braves may very well win this series.
Well, I'm going to tell you another joke about when Dave Roberts spoke and some the pitching coach, or who I don't even know who that pitching coach is, but anyway, when he spoke and he said, "Well, the reason why Urias, I pronounced that right? You know, they brought him the 20 game winner. They bring him in and bullpen and pitch out of the relief." He says, "Well, that was his bullpen day anyway." You know, that's you talking about. No, there's the difference in pitching in a game and having your bullpen day. Well, if it's his bullpen day, he can throw there. Scherzer, well, it was bullpen day, so we can pitch him anything in relief. You know, that is the biggest crock of you know what that I have ever heard. And it really, when I hear something like that, having the background and the positions I've all been in all those playoff games, that's a bunch of crap.
I'm right there with you. Leo, as always, we appreciate you, buddy. Thank you for the insight. Enjoy the game tonight, and can't wait for your reaction next week. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, we'll talk soon. Okay. I'll talk to you off the air, too.
I know you will. I expect to call at about 9 o'clock tonight. Leo Mazzoni, longtime Atlanta Braves pitching coach, Braves Hall of Famer, and one of the most fun guys in the sport of baseball, joining us once again on the Technicom Hotline.